You know, when we talk about keeping it simple, that's not so simple. Very difficult to keep life simple. Although life simply has a hold on us, it can simply completely drive you half crazy, and then the other half crazy comes later. But God says, I'm going to make life for you through my complexity simple. I'm going to do your life for you. I get to live my life in the arms of my Savior. You get to be you by the power of Almighty God. And God reminds us time and time again to live in the moment, each moment. You don't know when that moment's going to come. 2:31 in the afternoon when everybody's laughing and having fun. You don't know that time. But you live in the moment knowing that at any part of that moment, tragedy can strike, but victory is always there with the Christian. I'm proud of Christians. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud that I get to call myself a Christian. I know that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. He said, Larry, I want to keep this simple. I mean, good gracious, little old snotty-nosed kid from Buffalo Hill in Kentucky got to meet Jesus. Jesus knew my name. He touched my heart and said, Larry, I have a plan for you. Let's keep it simple, Larry. Whoever calls on my name will be saved. Hey, I could figure that one out. Whoever believes in me will be saved. Keep it simple. That sounds pretty simple. But do you realize the power that's behind that? It is the power of Almighty God Himself touching your heart. It is the Holy Spirit of God convicting you that something is wrong. You need to change. You need help. You need hope. You need victory. Because on your own you can do nothing. And Jesus shows up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And He touches your heart. And when He touches your heart, you feel the touch. You don't know Scripture. Well, you may not even be able to spell Bible or Jesus. But I met Him. He introduced Himself directly to me through my heart, through my spirit. Larry, do you believe? Yes, Lord. I believe. That's the victory. That's the power. It's the power that's going to give you the strength for every second of every day that God allows you to live on planet Earth. And then you're taking it with you throughout eternity. For your salvation, keep it simple. Believe in Jesus. Listen, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Fact. That's it. That's life. Keep it simple. Do you believe? I believe, Lord. Lord, I don't understand. Didn't tell you that you had to, Larry. I said, do you believe? Yes, Lord, I believe. You know, when you grow up and you grow up poor, you hold on and reach out for everything you can reach out for. Hope. One day, maybe I'll get to own a pickup. One day, maybe I'll get to see this as a part of my life. Maybe I'll get to marry a beautiful girl. Maybe God will bless me with a special family. But do you know what never entered my mind? I know the angels, I know God, I know everybody had to have a smile on their face the day God called me to preach. You want to get afraid? Try that one. Know the feeling, Brother Randy? Larry? Preach. Oh. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I got the touch. Preach. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. He didn't ask me if I knew what I was doing. He said, preach. Yes, Lord. He didn't tell me either that all hell was going to break loose because of it. You know why he didn't tell me? I didn't at that time. Because he was going to take care of every situation. It didn't matter what was breaking loose. It wasn't going to be me fighting Satan. I'd lose, want to be around. But he's going to keep it simple. Larry, call on my name and I will save you. Lord, save me. And he did. Now, Larry, the time has come for you to tell others about me and what I've done for you. You see, that's the only real experience I have, or that you have. It's what has gone on with you as an individual. I can't go telling you about somebody else. I don't know what they went through. I can only tell the story through the eyes that Jesus gave me, through the eyes of a particular type of pain, of brokenness, through all of the hurt of life. Yet, no more so than anybody else had to deal with. Each one of you watching, each one of you listening, you've had to deal with your type of hurt, the hurt that's devastating. And you'll have a life full of it. But God said, come on, let's keep it simple. Larry, do you believe? Yes, Lord. Larry, go preach. Yes, Lord. And I've been preaching ever since he called me to preach. Didn't matter whether man wanted me to preach or not. Didn't matter whether they told me to be silent or not. I have never been silent when it comes to the word of Christ, nor will I be. I'm still going to be saying it when I leave planet Earth in eternity. Did you know that you and I are going to be praising the name of Jesus? Do you know that we're always going to be lifting up that name? Do you know why? It's because when you had nothing to offer, God, your Creator, offered you His Son. He offered His Son for you. You think you're dealing with problems in your life? Wait a little bit. You'll meet someone who really has problems. It'll make yours look small. For Jesus will never give you more than you can handle. Whatever is handed to you, God will see to it that you are going to be victorious through it. But you know what He asked? Depend on me, Larry. Don't you ever study so much that you think you're so smart, so brilliant, that you can't learn anything else. One of the greatest things you'll ever learn in your life is you're totally dependent on your Creator. It is your Creator that gives you hope. It is your Creator that takes care of the obstacles in your way. It is your Creator that called you and wanted to give you that peace. Once He gives you that peace, that peace is secure in His name. I'm sealed by the blood. The blood, you're going to hear this all next year. The Lord lets me stick around. You're going to hear about that blood and the power in the blood. Woo! There's wonder-working power in that blood. And God says, I just want you to know, I've kept it simple. You believe, you're saved. Don't you let somebody write in different things for you to do. It's not of God. For victory over evil, keep it simple. Listen to this one. Submit to God and resist Satan. Do you know nowhere in Scripture am I told that I got to fight Satan? That I've got to come toe-to-toe with him? I've listened to preachers say it. I've listened to other Christians say it. Be careful, you'll end up a carnal Christian. I'll take care of this, Lord. You stand back and watch me. If Jesus is standing back, I'm standing back where He is. You got me? I ain't going out there. What you all have noticed it or not, you know, people can get pretty mean. They can get pretty rough. My goodness, you want to go out to, well, let's go to Louisville to a nice restaurant and eat. No, somehow shoot us. I think, good gracious. Then I think about it and I think, yeah, you might be right. Let's just go down to E-Town. Like nothing going on in E-Town. Think of this. The Lord says to you, you want to battle with Satan? Here's what I want you to do. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Lord, I can't handle him. He's too smart for me. He's tricky, Lord. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. The devil's going to flee or run from you. Because you resist. You resist because of the power that Jesus gives you to resist. What is resisting? It's not fighting Satan. It's the lie that he's telling you. You confront him. That's a lie. I want no part in it. Depart from me, Satan. And the scripture says when you do that, it is the power of God that intervenes. And Satan runs because you resisted. You recognized what he wanted you to do was evil. The Holy Spirit convicted you. And you said no. But knowing that you didn't have the strength on your own to fight it. So what does Satan do? You got Jesus involved again. Satan don't like that. I said one of the most exciting times in the old days of the churches where people walked down the aisle accepting Christ and all. I said that was the most powerful place for the pastor to be standing, because there was a soul needing saving, and Jesus just touched that soul, and that soul stepped out and was walking forward. And as that soul was walking forward, Jesus was walking with him. The Holy Spirit was right in line, and God the Father was waiting. And that child, that adult, said yes to Jesus, and publicly, that's what baptism is, publicly saying, I want you to see what's on the inside of me. I confess to you that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I believe in his death, his burial, his resurrection. I want you to know that it's my expression of my inward condition. I'll go through the baptism and I let the world know I know Jesus. It is that Jesus that's guarding you from Satan's powers. Satan's tricky. But you let him mess with you. You be careful. Because every turn he has a trick. But in every moment you have Jesus. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. He didn't say, now Larry, unless you, if you have a case of the stupids, Larry, now you're just going to have to fall and take it. He never said that. He said, I know you're going to have a whole bunch of cases of stupids, and I am always going to be there with you, Larry. I am always going to be ready and willing to send someone down in that ditch you're in to help pull you out, and I'll be with them. That's what he says to us. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus says, I'm going to keep it simple for you. Believe in me. I will save you. Resist Satan or the evil, and I will cause him to run from you, to flee from you. If you want to continue in peace of spirit, you know, sometimes we notice that your spirit is almost laughing inside of you because you on fire for the Lord that day, that time. At peace of spirit, you're looking at tragedy facing you. You're looking at hurt and pain on every side. And yet, you know the feeling of the peace of spirit. No matter whether it looks like you're getting ready to lose everything, including your life, a peace overshadows you. That's Jesus. Only he can do that. Because you see, I can't lose what I had nothing to do with gaining. How can I lose when salvation was given to me? By grace am I saved. I am saved by grace, not of works, lest any man would boast. But by grace, I am who I am because of who Jesus is. He had mercy on me. He'll have mercy on you. And he will lift you up. And when he calls you for battle in life, stand strong. You don't have to figure out the battle plan. You can't. Satan's had more years experience with human weakness. All you got to do. Well, it's like the young lady who said, you know, Brother Larry, for years and years, it's like me laying on the couch and I'd hear the knock at the door. Time after time, I'd get up, I'd go to the door, and when I opened it, there was the world, and it grabbed me and would drag me right in it every time. And then that one day, I was laying on the couch, and I'd said yes to Jesus. And I heard the knock at the door, and I started to move, and I said, "Jesus, would you get that for me?" That's when you realize there's your answer to life. That's your answer for the hope you're looking for. We can own everything and not find peace. You can be poverty stricken and have as much peace as any human being could ever find. For peace is through Christ, your Savior, not through what you have acquired or what the world will give you. It's always the gift from your Savior that makes the difference. The continued peace that I want, keep it simple. Remember the simplicity in Christ. I've preached sermons on this one. The problem and the reason they hated Jesus, the scholars of the day, Jesus made it too simple. Well, Jesus, you keep teaching that anybody can get saved. They don't even have to follow our rules. Why? They'll think that God is looking straight at them, touching their heart, and is truly going to use them when we didn't teach them. To paraphrase Jesus, big paraphrase. Yep, boys, your day is over. For I have come. I have come to bring peace to the brokenhearted, to the one that doesn't see hope for themselves. I've come to show them that hope. I have come to bring it within them, and it's not going to cost them. I've come to give, Jesus says, and from the time that Jesus came, he gave and he gave and he gave. And he says, by the way, I gave up my seat with my Father to come down here. Now I'm going to go back, but I'm coming back to get you. Because you see, when creation began, it was God who created man. In his own image, God created him. Male and female, he created them. And God said, but in order for you to come to be with me, you must shed that sinful body. That's the reason we have to give up this body. It's so we can be present with the Lord. This sinful body cannot come in the presence of God. And God wants us in his presence. He wants us in his house, which is now our house. He says, come on home, child. My son paid it all for you. Peace of spirit. That's where it comes from. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Well, it can't be that easy. Well, it wasn't for Jesus. Have you ever read the story? What he went through to give us that peace? That's a love story, folks. That's a love story right to the depth of eternity. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him be known. They are weak, but oh my goodness, he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you just like you are, to bring peace, to bring healing. to that spirit you're looking for. I want to close with this. I want you to hear this well. Here's the simple truth about what Jesus did for us. It's the scripture. You ready? 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. Listen to it well. Simple. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself, Jesus. Christ made us right with God. Listen to this story. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Sin had no authority. Sin cannot destroy my life. Sin was conquered by Jesus through my life, in my life. Jesus said, I love you. And Father, you promised me that in all those that say yes to me, I will lose nothing. Not one. No, not one. Satan? No, you don't get the one, Satan. Because Jesus paid it all, and he accepted you and me just like we are. Now that's the story, simple, of salvation. But only God could simply do it. And he did it for whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Maybe you will. No, doesn't say that. Will be saved. And I will, and you, Christian, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let it be written. So let it be done. It's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. You apply His Word to your life. Allow Him to figure out your next step. Well, it's not easy living in this world, is it? But Jesus says, come follow me. I don't remember anywhere in Scripture where I was supposed to tell Jesus, follow me. Come on, Lord, let me show you how this done. I've been whipped too many times for that one. Now, Jesus leads. You follow. You believe. You got it through eternity. That's simple. That's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for life, for love, for peace, for joy. We thank you for the hurt of life. Father, the world looks and they wonder why I say this, but you see my heart and know why. The reason I say it is this. I'm thankful for the cancers and all the surgeries and all the danger that you let me go through. For I got to see your hand at work and your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Father. Now help me to help others who are going through the hurt. Help each of us to be a part of someone else's life to give them hope. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.